Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The world would be a different place if CIA drones were legally allowed in places other than designated combat zones. University of Notre Dame's Robert and Marion Short Chair in Law, Mary Ellen O'Connell, discusses the state of the world if the U.S. and other countries were to expand their reach.
When humans first launched themselves into the air to attack their enemies, they used balloons. Later came planes and helicopters. The latest development in the area of airborne attacks takes the human operator out of the air. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones, were first used, like balloons, for surveillance. However, in 2001, the United States began arming drones and using them to strike remote targets during combat in Afghanistan. Because of the types of weapons they deliver, missiles and bombs, drones are legal only on the battlefield. Under international law, it is illegal to use high explosives against civilians and civilian targets. Attacking terrorist suspects with drones is no different than firing a missile from an F-16 jet or an Apache attack helicopter. What sort of an uproar would it cause at home and abroad if the United States killed everyone at a wedding using attack helicopters? Under international law, there is no difference between such an attack and one carried out remotely using drones. The United States has used drones to attack in places that are not combat zones, such as Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia, without considering perhaps that others would get the technology. Recently, Iran announced its own domestically produced drones that are capable of launching cruise missiles at its enemies. Under the arguments used by the U.S., Iran could claim the legal right to attack nations and individuals it considers to be threats anywhere in the world. But attack drones must be restricted to the battlefield. There is no legal right to use them, execution style, to kill individuals who are suspected of committing the crime of terrorism.
That was University of Notre Dame's Mary Ellen O'Connell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Can you